Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Rhapsody, Symphony, and the History of R&B. Tonight, there'll be very little history, but a whole lot of music, because tonight we're doing House Party. Some of you don't know what that is, but I have the great Connie Williams from California, the musician slash poet. He'll give you the history, and I'll be back with the music.
Honey-coated black teenagers conjuring sweet Tabasco magic. That was a 70 Friday night house party, transforming hungry adolescents into Shaft, Superfly Foxy Brown via platform shoes, double knit bell bottom pants, mini skirts, blowout kits, and black lights. And the music leaking from the house was a compass, gave aching bodies direction with each elongated step, drowned us with anticipation. The lush taste of ebony desire rested real gentle on our mind. Kinda like Big Mom on the front porch rocking in her favorite chair, steady. Lemonade always within arm's distance. We craved a dance with immortality, and it caused our hearts to salivate. See, Ernest's mom had just bought that wall-to-wall stereo, waxed 45s stacked and dropped in rotation, cheap diamond needles scratching the vinyl. We didn't know no better, didn't care. We just wanted to hear the music that put dents in our backs, created lather between legs. It gave meaning to our everyday, and we always got a daily dose of soul. But this night was no exception, as pre-adult perspiration dropped like summer rain upon the doorway. No expression or attempt to escape the sugary thickness inside, a living room of congealed funk, alive and clinging to our bodies like maple syrup poured from the mouth of a mason jar. Smells like sweet, sticky sex. Each participant tries to catch their breath as sparks fly even with the lack of oxygen. Stars lit a sky smeared with indelible ink. It was a hot night in a Louisiana summer, brimming with youthful possibility. There were never many sightings of that in our neighborhood, and I saw few escape the rain of despair that exists within the boundaries of Shreveport city limits. But this was an extraordinary night, when a young black southern boy not only realized his doubted sexuality, but caught a vision beyond life's axis, keeping time at corner of Long and Doris Street. A weekend recess from chores and academic caught me and my boys concentrating on the one thing able to elude the poverty of Moortown: house party. A house party. So me, Leotha, and Luther followed the fresh scent of female adolescence along tarred streets and shortcuts through the yard back of Mr. Polo's duplex. Our faces were stained with high karate. Our back pockets were filled with miniature liquor bottles we five-finger discounted from Walgreens, so we could party in our right mind. It's impossible to unearth acceptance when you're the too smart kid, and I was that ruddy runt who already knew too much at 16, filled with hometown naivete, a dollar short of self-appreciation. And I existed on the hope of change, lived vicariously through the teenage exploits of others, and it seemed an eternity before I finally grew more than just inches and found the courage to know real cool. Now, Leotha was my idol, my best friend. Young girls, they called us cat eyes. He was a prince among commoners, a sinewy jock with three sports letters. He had his hair parted off center, and he had a driver's license. I never told him he was my hero, and even though I never understood why he quit football his senior year. Now Luther was a court jester, ghetto comedian, illiterate and dark as coal, with Native American cheekbones. He had a way of settling disputes via fist diplomacy that always quieted his adversaries. kicked my ass a few times, but he always had my back. And it's hard to believe that Teeny Weenie's dad emptied a gun into him over change for a 10. And I forgot to tell him that I loved him. And Vietnam was finally closing shop. Anti-black schools were being integrated while the Beatles insisted that we just let it be. Yet all the world I ever wanted to know was inside that front door, a mixture of sweat and funk, percolating gladiators of grooves, with their bodies clashing, tearing away the arm of inhibition. The beat undulated the crowd, it hypnotized us with each note, and it pounded rhythms into our spine. And there was Pam Boyd tucked into the dim kitchen corner, my seventh grade crush all grown up, but my puberty never granted me courage to even approach her beauty. And the dance floor was a Jehovah's Witness recruiter. It was drafting every person who was willing to open his door, then suck them into a black hole of funk. And each melody insisted we stomp our feet beneath Al Green moans, Temptations harmony. They created an urban earthquake. See, God must have created house parties the day after he showed Eve to Adam, and arms were flailings and backs were arched and asses were in flight, and earthbound angels were reaching for something divine, and distant lover manifest in the form of slow drags, and hard-ons grow from close encounters, and girls' thighs part like the Red Sea at the rising of each young Moses' staff, and grinding is a teenage prayer, and Benny Ray has Carrie Mae slipping in the darkness, wishing that curfew was midnight instead of 11:30, and confidence is a manna to youthful tongue, and it causes phone numbers to rain from 8-foot ceilings, and Marvin's preachings bring confessions to dance for altar calls, and a stovetop kiss got me thinking I'm chosen, but I am still two virgin summers shy of self-confirmation.
Out of your seat, move to the beat, and dance, dance.
House Party by Connie Williams. Next up, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring the late, great Teddy Pendergrass. After that, we'll do Get Up and Get Down by the Dramatics and Spanish Harlem by Aretha Franklin. But right now, Teddy P, lead us in with one of the greatest dance songs in the history of R&B. Here on Whole World Radio, WWR.
I didn't realize
sorry, I lost it.
Are you up yet? Are you dancing across your living room floor having a good time? I know I am. In the studio, I need to cool out. I'm sitting down taking a break. But we'd like to acknowledge some more of our listeners from Florida, Mark Young, and from Estonia. That's right, I said Estonia, that far away, a good friend of mine, Male, and Edward Jones from Santo Domingo. Here on Whole World Radio, WWR, we're going to continue with the music.
this groove is dirty, nasty, gritty, and funky. Right on.
Here on Whole World Radio, you just listened to Stacy Ladisaw, The Ways of Love, Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, and the Joneses from Brooklyn, New York, doing Sugar Pie Guy, Part 1 and Part 2. Now, we know who this. We know who this is. It's the Mighty OJs. For the Love of Money.
Keep me, 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 ke Don't be telling y'all.
That was our last song for the evening. That was The Spinners. It was a medley of Yesterday, Once More, and Nothing Remains. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm tired. I'm sitting down, taking it easy. I've been dancing all over the studio. Thank you for listening to my show. I'd like to thank my engineer, Mr. Terry Roberts. You've been listening to Rhapsody, Symphony, and the History of R&B. And this was a house party. Be well, be safe, take care, and keep listening to Whole World Radio, WWR.